Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, July 31st, 2023, 9:06 a.m., July 31st. Of course, marks the second day of the San Juan County Fair. Joining us now by phone is San Juan County Fair Director Anna Fredericks. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. The county fair, back to a full week. Tell us a little bit about events that happened on Saturday.
Saturday we had the Mud Bog. It's the first one we've had in, I think, 4 or 5 years. We had an amazing turnout. We had a ton of racers. We had a lot of fans. It was a really great day.
That's awesome. Really great day, especially for car washes in the area, I guess.
Yes.
Huh?
There was a lot of mud to be had. We ran some kids through the mud. We ran some adults through the mud. I think everyone had a really good time. So we're excited to have that back on our schedule. We're real appreciative of DB Truck and Trailer and Recapture Drilling. They are planning on bringing it back as a permanent fair fixture again. So we're excited for that.
Oh, that's great. And I know you also had the Mini Miss and Mr. San Juan and Little Miss and Mr. San Juan as well.
We did. We had a lot of kids enter, and it was a great time. A lot of people came to watch them. We crowned a Mini Miss and Mr. and a Little Miss and Mr., and you will see them at the fair and at the rodeo this Saturday night.
Well, very good. Folks are excited for the fair to return. Lots of folks out at that first event. But, of course, we've got a full week ahead of us. Tell us about events happening tonight, Anna.
Tonight, we're going to kick things off with the Monticello High School Wrestlers Navajo Taco Dinner. It's been running for quite a while. It's always a good meal. We invite everyone to come down and eat with them. After that, we're going to play Minute to Win It games, give away cash prizes. It's a lot of fun for everyone. We'll play those games at 7 o'clock. And as soon as they're over, as soon as it gets dark enough, we'll start the movie at 9 o'clock on the grass, weather permitting.
Very good. Do we know what movie we're showing tonight?
We're going to watch Toy Story tonight, the original.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
We are throwing it way back.
That is a great throwback. My three-year-old is a big fan, so he might have to be able to stay up past his bedtime to watch that. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a fun day. We are also accepting entries at the fair building today. So if you've made anything, we've been highlighting all of our categories on our Facebook and Instagram pages for the last couple of months. So just a reminder to everyone, if you're a San Juan County resident and you have made anything in the last year, we can pretty much find a spot for it in the fair. If you've grown it, if you've made it, bring it to the fair today from 2 to 6, tomorrow from 1 to 6. We'll enter it for you and get you a prize.
Very good. That's really exciting. Of course, as Anna mentioned, the San Juan County Fair Facebook page has got a ton of information, keeps you current. San Juan Record also has the schedule of events, so we'll be chatting with Anna throughout the week, reminding you of what's happening each day. But if you want to look ahead, those are good venues to check that out.
Yes. Yeah. Just a reminder to everybody, we have something for everyone at the fair. We've tried really hard to make sure we have a variety of events that cater to everybody. It's a great family time. Bring your family down. Bring your friends down. Enjoy some fun time together before your summer's over.
Yes, it's a great marker of the end of summer. Again, we've been speaking with Anna Frederick. She is the fair director for the San Juan County Fair. Anna, we look forward to speaking to you throughout the week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. San Juan County Fair, place to be in 2023. That's their theme this year. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The San Juan County Fair is back July 29th through August 5th in beautiful Monticello, Utah. You'll find lots of fun for the entire family at the San Juan County Fair. Rodeos, talent find, exhibits, games, great food, and more. Country artist Chase Bryant headlines the big concert on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Junior livestock shows and judging culminates with a big sale on Saturday, August 5th. Check the San Juan Record or social media for a full schedule. A full week of fun, July 29th through August 5th. The San Juan County Fair. It's the place to be in 2023.
Not at the county fair.
something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, July 31st, 2023, 9:14 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome. Yeah. Doing awesome. Great day. Last day of July.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. Summer's wrapping up.
Yeah. But, monsoon finally arrived. Looks like Blanding would have gone the entire month of July with zero precipitation. That would have tied a record that you don't want to tie. But the last couple of days, last night alone, Blanding got 3/4 inches of rain. So it came through, 0.77 for the month of July. Monticello ended up with 0.62 inches for the month, which is a whole lot better than nothing, which it looked like it could have been. But July and August are generally two of the wettest months of the year. So anyway, great job. Mother Nature came through and got Blanding some precipitation, and hopefully we'll trigger month of August with some good monsoon moisture.
Yeah.
Not much rain in Monticello last night, but it sure did smell like it was raining hard somewhere. Apparently that somewhere was Blanding.
Hmm. There you go. Well, good deal. We look forward to the arrival of the monsoon season and seeing some more rain in the Red Rock area as we're starting to dry out a bit. But, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a report from the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation. That's the a nonprofit started by Energy Fuels. San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is invest in regional initiatives that strengthen the local community and enhance the quality of life for residents. In 2023, they've awarded $94,000 in grants to 5 organizations, including the Canyonlands Field Institute, Navajo Nation Red Mesa Chapter, the Dinosaur Museum in Blanding, Navajo Nation Tisnos Post Chapter, and the San Juan Bronco football team. They're being used for a variety of projects. Canyonland Field Institute's Native Teen Guide and Training Camp, household sanitation services through those two mentioned Navajo Nation chapters, equipment for the San Juan High School football team, and a new solar energy system for Blanding's Dinosaur Museum. Sylvia Circus, director of the Dinosaur Museum, said they're grateful for the foundation's generous contribution. They say they finally finalized an agreement with a company committed to using local workers for the project, which will make the goal of clean, affordable energy while expanding museum's days of operations a reality. Organization giving out nearly $100,000 in funds to open up 2023. You can read more about that, about those projects online at sjrnews.com or in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Couple of violent events reported out of the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office on July 28th, And just around noon, Montezuma County Sheriff's Office was called to a resident 2 miles north of Dolores for a welfare check on the person renting the property. An adult man was found deceased inside the residence. Initial investigations determined that the death was a homicide that occurred sometime on July 27th. So Montezuma County Sheriff's Office, Colorado Bureau of Investigations, and Montezuma County Coroner are continuing investigation. Don't believe the community is in danger, as a suspect's been identified in the case, and anyone with any information is asked to contact the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office. Montezuma County Sheriff's Office on July 29th also had an incident where they were dispatched to Southwest Memorial Hospital for a victim who had been shot at his residence at the 2400 block of Cortez, of County Road L in Cortez. The victim suffered a single bullet wound and was treated and later released. And they did identify the suspect in that event, a 39-year-old man who resides with the victim, and was later located and arrested, charged with attempted second-degree murder and first-degree assault. So kind of some important work for Montezuma County Sheriff's Office over the past couple of days. And if you have additional information, again, in that first case, you're asked to contact the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office. Well, again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have memorial notices and funeral services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there are funeral services that begin at noon today in Cortez for Zachary Scott Strand. They begin at noon at the Empire Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Cortez. Funeral services for former Monticello resident David Christensen or Friday, August 4th at the Nibley Chapel in Cache Valley. It's in northern Utah. Christensen passed away on July 19th at the age of 95 years old. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. next Monday, August 7th at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another brief break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
Bay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Bay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Bay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Save up to $30 a month on your internet with Emory Telcom. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Emory Telcom knows reliable internet is more important than ever. Sign up now to save $30 a month. Visit emorytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
What's going on?
The San Juan County Fair is in full swing through Saturday in Monticello. There's tons of fun for the whole family. Rodeos, a talent find, exhibits, food, mud volleyball, and the big Chase Bryant concert. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. Entrance fees are waived at national parks around the country on Friday in honor of the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, so you won't have to pay to get in, but other fees inside the parks are still in effect. Visit nps.gov for info. Friday and Sunday, the Cortez Rendezvous Hot Air Balloon Rally is back in Park DeVita and bigger than ever. Come check out the beautiful launches each morning at 6:30 and the evening glow-in Friday night at 6:30. For full details, visit shopcortez.com. Also on Friday, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Coletta and Super Yamba Band. The show begins at 7 p.m. at Suwannee City Park. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday morning, 9:24 a.m. On this Monday, July 31st, Bill.
So, July 31st, buckle up. Today is Shredded Wheat Day. It's National Avocado Day and National Mutt Day. So, I'm glad they were able to shoehorn days to honor shredded wheat, avocados, and mutts. So, it's a special day.
Wow, yeah.
July 31st. On this day in history, July 31st, 1971, the first extraterrestrial ATV, the Lunar Rover, was driven around on the surface of the moon. It's kind of cool, battery-powered, four wheels. They found that invaluable. It seemed like they used it in quite a few. This was the Apollo 15 mission was the first one that it was used on, but that was on this day in 1971. This was 2 years after they arrived on the moon, then the first ATV arrived on the moon. Left some tracks that are probably still there. I am not making a political statement there, but anyway. In 2012, Michael Phelps won his 19th Olympic medal at the London Olympics. Of course, he was a swimmer. Of course, it was a gold medal. He was in a relay, but 19 Olympic medals. That was all of a sudden 11 years ago. Birthdays today. Today is Harry Potter's birthday. So on a trivia game, somebody probably knows that. But one person who does know that for sure is J.K. Rowling, the author. It's her birthday today, too. So she picked Harry Potter's birthday to be her birthday. She's 58 years old. Mark Cuban, entrepreneur and owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is 65 years old today. Local birthdays today for John Raymond, Janaea Hunter, and Coleman Clyde. Then we had birthdays over the weekend for Cheryl Bowers, Lachey Pearson, Stevie Clement, Sarah Bunting, and the twins Shirley and Sherry Christensen. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com, and we appreciate the input that we get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's summer, which means we've got 101 ways to experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list number 63 on the list is having a Navajo taco. Navajo fry bread is the perfect base for a delicious meal. It's a local favorite. Navajo tacos start with a fry bread base, flat dough fried in oil. Fry bread is then topped with chili cheese, lettuce, salsa, and more. Toppings are piled high enough to leave you feeling full for quite a while. You can find a Navajo taco at every event in San Juan County, or you can try a variation at a local restaurant. Again, it's the Monticello High School Wrestlers fundraiser tonight. They do a Navajo taco dinner, so that's pretty good down at the county fair.
Yeah, it's a classic Red Rock Country tradition is a Navajo taco and San Juan County Fair. That'll be good tonight.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be there tonight, and then it'll be there throughout the week too. If you can't make the fundraiser, there'll be someone selling Navajo tacos. It's a good meal, and then like we mentioned, you can get it throughout the area. We'll also highlight advertisers in the 101, including the San Juan ATV Safari. You can register at sanjuanatvsafari.com. About that tied into Bill's visit to the moon. So
there you go.
And it's pretty.
It's coming up too. Yeah. It's going to be an awesome. They've been working hard. That's an event that's growing every year and a great way to see some incredible country.
Yep, September 13th through 16th. So you can register at sanjuanatvsafari.com. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN, on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You'll get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless broadband internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, July 31st, 2023, 9:35 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, shall we? Colorado Rockies remain fifth in the NL West, a record of 41-64. Over the weekend, they hosted the Oakland A's and went 1-2, winning their game on Sunday. Today, they are hosting the San Diego Padres. 6:40 p.m. is the opening pitch. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks remain third in the NL West, and they also went 1-2 over the weekend. They played the Mariners, winning their Saturday game 4-3, losing their games on Friday and Sunday. Diamondbacks are third, and they are two games back from the San Francisco Giants, four games back from the LA Dodgers at the top of the pennant. And today they're going to go to San Francisco to take on the Giants. 7:45 p.m. is the opening pitch. So a big series ahead for the Arizona Diamondbacks, our regional, one of our two regional professional baseball teams. Well, again, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.